This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Cedarside. Cedarside's original 100% organic insect spray kills bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more, but is completely safe for your home, pets, and family. Go to cedarside.com, use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 800-842-1464 and mention you heard it here.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and each week we try to digest the health stories of the week for you, and I've been busy on the health front this week. We've got lots to share with you. A little later, we're going to take a look at some of the downsides of all those CAT scans they order. You know, your kid falls off the jungle gym, or if they even have those anymore due to liability concerns. Do they still let kids play on playgrounds? Well, if a kid bonks his or her head, they're going to be sent for a CT scan. You, too, will be CT scanned ad nauseum, and there's some concerns about CT scans, according to the latest study. 888-302-3684, that's our number, and we've got lots of time to field your questions, so should you choose to call us, we'll be there. We'll answer your questions live here on Intelligent Medicine. Also, a little later on the program, beware of experts, because self-proclaimed experts, according to a new study, may not be such experts. This is a psychological study about the psychology of expertise, and I think this will apply a needed corrective to the pundits out there who weigh in on this, that, and the other thing. 888-302-3684. And here's an example. All right. This is something that is going viral on the internet. And a lot of people have asked me about it, so I'm going to address it here on this program. The headline is, people are getting seriously sick from eating kale. The tagline on that is, find out why this superfood is actually super poisoning. And this is just the ultimate clickbait, because in this world of limited attention spans, everybody's competing for your time and your clicks. And something like this is definitely going to get your interest, and you're going to click on it, and then there's going to be a lot of likes and a lot of clicks, and that's the name of the game when it comes to media. So lurid headlines, people are getting seriously sick from eating kale. Here's the pitch. I love these types of stories because it's like, what you think you're doing for yourself that's healthy may actually be killing you. Yeah. Okay. So the story goes like this. By the way, it's by not a health authority. It's simply by a writer for Woman's Day magazine, which to me is not the ultimate source of sophisticated, nuanced understanding of health. It's just Woman's Day. The author, Rihanna O'Neill Bolamo, never heard of her. Certainly not a Nobel Prize-winning scientist. Kale is heralded for its ample supplies of calcium, magnesium, potassium, vitamin K, and various healthful phytochemicals and antioxidants. But the superfood is hiding a nasty secret. Dangerous levels of heavy metals. That's the story. And you know, some of you might think, well, you know, kale, yeah, that's bad for your thyroid. Well, we'll address that in just a moment, because that's another knock on kale. And a lot of people are consuming a lot of kale because it's one of those things that's like medicine. Doesn't taste particularly good, but, you know, if it tastes so bad, it must be good for you. And lots of people are virtuously consuming kale, putting it in their salads and putting it sometimes in their juices, in their smoothies. And that's a pretty good way to kind of, you know, mitigate some of the bitter taste qualities of kale. And some people even claim to like it. I think it's more a matter of virtue and the belief that you're eating something healthy. when it comes to kale. It's even gotten so far as people are walking around with kale T-shirts to proclaim their allegiance to health. And so here's what this story is based on. In a recent study, molecular biologist Ernie Hubbard, don't know who he is either, found that kale, along with cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and collard greens, is a hyperaccumulator of heavy metals like thallium and cesium. What's more, traces of nickel, lead, cadmium, aluminum, and arsenic are also common in greens, and this contamination affected both organic and standard produce samples. So, okay, so there's a finding, and it's true that sometimes plants bioaccumulate things from the soil, usually good things, minerals that you need, like calcium and magnesium and selenium and other boron, for example. These are things that are found in plentiful amounts in fruits and vegetables. But it turns out some bad things get accumulated, too. So there's some thallium that gets accumulated in cruciferous vegetables. And then they go on to say that thallium has been a common ingredient in rat poison. Well, it really isn't a common ingredient in rat poison. Actually, the most common ingredient in rat poison is a medication that we use for humans. That medication is called warfarin or Coumadin, and that's actually the most common ingredient in rat poison. But when given to humans the right amount, it thins the blood and it doesn't kill you. And so that argument doesn't hold a lot of water. What they say here, it's also they found that vegetarians who consume kale on a daily basis actually have higher levels of thallium in their bloodstream. But isn't it interesting that they point to the hazards of kale from the standpoint of thallium, when a common heart test that millions of Americans undergo annually is a thallium stress test, in which you don't eat the minute amount of thallium in the kale, but you actually get thallium injected directly into a vein. It goes into your bloodstream, and certainly higher levels of thallium occur in the American populace due to these scans than due to consumption of kale. So this whole thing is spurious. And the lurid headline, people are getting seriously sick from eating kale, is wrong. And based on inferences and theoretical concerns, where there's no demonstration that people are actually getting sick from kale, they're not. For one, what I look for when I see stories like this is, are there actually studies that show that people are getting thallium poisoning from eating kale? Are there any documented cases of that? And the answer is no. Is that, yeah, maybe people getting a little more thallium in their bloodstream from eating kale. But to me, one of the bigger concerns about kale, and this has been enunciated quite a lot, and a lot of people are deadly afraid of eating cruciferous vegetables, not just kale, but cabbage and broccoli and Brussels sprouts, is because they think that it may suppress their thyroid. So I did a little research on that one. And last year, there was an article in the New York Times which was entitled "Kale Juicing Trouble Ahead." And so as a result of that article, a prominent endocrinologist at Harvard, Dr. Jeffrey Garber, weighed in on this, and here's his take on the whole kale issue. He says, look, it's probably unwise to embrace a long-term pound-a-day raw kale habit, but even if you do, you will in all likelihood be fine, particularly if you consume adequate amounts of iodine, because iodine helps to neutralize the thyroid suppressive effects of what are called goitrogens. These are foods like cabbage, cauliflower, broccoli, turnips, rapeseeds, that may theoretically suppress the thyroid when consumed in huge amounts. And there have been some cases of thyroid suppression. In one case, a very well-publicized case, a woman juiced 6 heads of cabbage every day for a year and basically killed her thyroid. Raw cabbage juice, she thought, was going to be healthy. I don't know why she was on this very, very aggressive cabbage juice kick, but nonetheless, it did have deleterious effects on her thyroid. But cooking cabbage, cooking these foods, consuming them in moderate amounts, probably not a big deal. What about children? Well, it's hard enough to get them to eat veggies at all, so it's unlikely that kids are going to succumb to this type of problem. If you actually drank a green smoothie with raw kale every day for a long period of time and somehow managed to be iodine deficient, could you do this to yourself? According to this expert, an endocrinologist, Dr. Jeffrey Garber, it could theoretically happen, but it would be unusual. So many sites contain information about foods to avoid if you have hypothyroidism. Soy is also one of them. But the deleterious effects of these foods on the thyroid are mostly exaggerated, and these stories are unduly alarmist. So, you know, go ahead and eat your kale. Don't get diverted by lurid stories like this one. People are getting seriously sick from eating kale. This superfood is actually not super poisoning. It's okay to eat. And I'm glad I've got an opportunity to clear that up for you. 888-302-3684, that's our number if you have questions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
Got glutathione? Probably not as much as you once had. As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that is a very big deal. Why? Because glutathione is your body's master antioxidant. It is unique in its ability to repair and rebuild cellular damage caused by free radicals, exposure to environmental toxins, and the aging process. The less glutathione in your body, the more vulnerable you are to health issues. Backed by 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to naturally stimulate the body's own production of glutathione. RegActive is brought to you by Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics 15 years ago, and meets the criteria of the same high standards and trusted time-proven results. Revolutionary. Remarkable. RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number is 888-302-3684 for calls, should you care to call. Usually we get a lot more calls during our second hour where our flagship station, WOR, in New York City, comes online with us. But should you care to call this hour, 888-302-3684. All right. CAT scans. Well, CAT scans are increasingly prevalent, and there are concerns about the negative effects of CAT scans. In 2007... the National Cancer Institute estimated that, get this, 29,000 future cancer cases could be attributed to the 72 million CT scans performed in the country just in that year alone. So every year we're accumulating around 30,000 additional cases of cancer due to the CAT scans. And increasingly, CT scans are being used in cardiac imaging. Now, I often recommend that patients get something called an EBT scan to see if they have calcium in their coronary arteries. That is lower radiation than a CT angiogram. A CT angiogram involves many times more X-rays than an EBT heart scan, which merely looks at the calcium. The CT angiogram is used as a non-invasive way to define the anatomy of the arteries, whether it's in your heart or perhaps in your brain, your carotid arteries, the arteries in your legs, and so on. And it's a marvelous discovery, and the technology is incredible. Let me explain the technology to you. When you do an X-ray, like a regular chest X-ray, you get a very one-dimensional picture, okay? And, yeah, there's a lot of detail, but it's nowhere near the amount of detail that you get in a CAT scan. What is a CAT scan? A CAT scan involves a series of X-rays that are taken many angles around your body. That's why you go into that donut. And there's sometimes you see that little light go around in the donut if you've had a CAT scan. I've never had a CAT scan, fortunately, but I've seen them done many times. And what happens is you go in the donut, and the part of your body they want a CAT scan, whether it's your pelvis or whether it's your chest or whether it's your head, it goes into part of the donut where there's a light that goes around. And what they're doing is they're simultaneously taking a lot of pictures, sometimes up to 300 pictures. So, in effect, you're getting 300 X-rays. And then what they do is they summate them with a computer. And so the amount of radiation exposure can be quite high. And in a new study, what they looked at, they actually looked at these cardiac procedures. They didn't look at CAT scans for head injuries, you know, and many kids fall off a playground apparatus, and a CT scan is done just to make sure nothing's wrong, or a little fleck is seen on your lung during an X-ray, and then they do a CAT scan to make sure it's not cancer. And this is how we generate a lot of cancer. But they only looked at the heart procedures where they did what's called CT angiography. And what they found was kind of concerning. Researchers examined the blood of 67 patients undergoing cardiac CT angiograms, and they found biomarkers of DNA damage. Results showed an increase in DNA damage and cell death, as well as an expression of genes that might be precursors to cancer. Now, I'm not saying that they caused cancer invariably, but it created the conditions whereby the cells were stressed. And we know that radiation causes mutations, and if sufficient number of mutations occur, the cell can go cancerous. Its DNA apparatus gets screwed up, and cancer can result. So what they're saying here is that it's very important that we be conservative about doing CAT scans. Unnecessary CAT scans often performed for malpractice reasons, to avoid liability, but also that we develop lower radiation ways of scanning the body. MRIs do not involve radiation, but sometimes aren't suitable. So CAT scans, we need a new generation of CAT scans, which far lower levels of radiation. Plus, we need to do fewer of them in this country. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
We'll be right back.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com. Intelligent Medicine. Download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This week, I wrote an article, talk about clickbait, which has the lurid title of, Is Your Doctor a Psychopath? And the idea behind that article is that there are a lot of doctors, both conventional and alternative, sometimes doing crazy stuff, stuff that is way over the top. And there have been cases of surgeons who have done orthopedic surgery, which is absolutely unnecessary just to generate profits and to bill Medicare. Recently, there have been indictments of surgeons who did phony surgery, phony back surgery, for example, on patients who had no need of it. There was the case of a doctor who gave patients chemotherapy, but they didn't have cancer. He said that they needed the chemotherapy, but it was completely unnecessary. But chemotherapy administration, it creates a great profit potential. And so he actually received a sentence of 175 years for that abuse. But this can happen also on the alternative medicine side. So beware and check out my article. Is your doctor a psychopath? Because there's a type of crazy thinking that sometimes self-proclaimed experts are prey to. There's an interesting article in Science Daily this week. New research reveals that the more people think they know about a topic in general, the more likely they are to allege knowledge of completely made-up information and false facts. The phenomenon is referred to as overclaiming. And this certainly explains a lot of what's happening in the fields of science and politics and medicine. It's like, I'm an expert, so I'm going to tell you how it is. Well, you know, the facts may not support these claims of expertise. And here's a story that I'll share with you that gives dirtbag new meaning. Okay? Fake cancer doctor in Richmond, California, arrested after prescribing bogus treatments to patients. 69-year-old Vincent Gammel of El Cerrito has been arrested for prescribing expired drugs and bags of dirt to cancer patients, claiming he was a trained oncologist. Well, it turns out that the man had no formal medical training, nor was he certified to offer any medical services. After telling officers the most education he had was high school, he later changed his story to say he got a medical degree in the early 90s. Here's what they allege he did. A 49-year-old woman from Thousand Oaks had first reported the case in June to deputies in Ventura County, and she claimed Gammel prescribed a bag of trash and other fake drugs for her cancer condition after collecting $2,000 from her. Deputies found vials of liquid, expired drugs, various powders, empty capsules, and bags of dirt in both Gammel's home and office. And the duped woman reported how the fake doctor had told her how to mix the ingredients in a frying pan before putting the mixture into a capsule for ingestion. After doing that, she reported a burning sensation in her tummy, and the supposed doctor Vincent Gammel, said that's good because it indicates the ingredients were still active. The authorities also found bottles labeled poison and corrosive together with some lab equipment in the office. And several Mexican and Russian prescription drugs, steroids and morphine, Ambien, and about 25,000 other pills. Gammel operated under the business name Natural Oncology Institutes, Inc. Okay, so I mean, clearly you got to be careful because there are people out there who make outlandish claims, and they are psychopaths. What's the definition of a psychopath? A psychopath is a person virtually void of conscience who has an overexalted view of him or herself. And there are psychopaths in conventional medicine, alternative medicine, in all walks of life. There are psychopaths in politics. There's actually a high degree of psychopathy among CEOs of successful companies. They're a little crazy. They're hard-driving. They're egotistical. They don't brook a lot of criticism. And you can probably think of a few in the fields of politics, medicine, or maybe in your own personal life, people who have psychopathic tendencies. And so my article, Is Your Doctor a Psychopath?, discusses this phenomenon and gives you some of the warning signs so that you won't fall prey to some of these very, very charismatic and persuasive personalities. They often attract a big following. And we have only to think of some of the great figures of history. We have Hitler. We have Ted Bundy. These are people who conned other folks into doing very, very self-destructive things. All right, 888-302-3684. This item I find encouraging. It's as the headline. The headline is, from the standpoint of conventional medicine, discouraging. And you'll understand why in just a second. Did reports of side effects contribute to drop in bone drug use? Apparently, manufacturers of popular bone drugs, Boniva and Fosamax and Reclast, Actonel, they're having trouble selling these drugs to the public. And they report this as like a negative thing, but I say it's a positive thing, is that more people are becoming wary of the potential downsides of osteoporosis drugs, and they're turning to alternatives. And I think there are natural alternatives that really work. It'd be one thing if the natural alternatives were like a dirt bag. You know, so here's a dirt bag, it's going to help you. No, that's nuts. But there are plausible natural alternatives. And, you know, I'm always, in looking at new therapies, I'm always very critical and self-critical and saying, am I really doing patients a solid here? Is there an advantage? Is there something here that really works? Is it beneficial? Are the side effects too bad? Is this an expensive treatment that is like a Rube Goldberg treatment when conventional treatments would work just as well, as efficiently, safely, without additional expense? But here's what they're saying about the bone drugs. Media reports raising safety concerns about osteoporosis drugs. I like to consider myself part of the media, so maybe I'm just a small sliver of that, the media reports. Media reports raising safety concerns about osteoporosis drugs known as bisphosphonates may have contributed to a sharp drop in their use, even though U.S. doctors and drug regulators haven't recommended against taking them. They cite the case of Fosamax. And the use of the drugs plunged more than 50% between 2008 and 2012. You know, I'd like to claim that I'm the sole cause of that, but it's not true. The media reports are widespread. So, you know, interesting, there are lawsuits too. Media reports about the first lawsuit filed against Fosamax over the death of jaw tissue also contributed to loss of confidence in these medications. Then there was they looked at Google searches, which took place after 2008, when a study in the Archives of Internal Medicine linked the drug to an increased risk of an arrhythmia called atrial fibrillation. So, you know, interesting phenomenon. A lot of people, you know, are voting with their feet consumers are becoming more educated and they're becoming wary of the pitch of many of these drugs that have unnecessary side effects, and they're natural therapies that work easily as well. 888-302-3684. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you could be more heart healthy just by drinking a glass of earthy vegetable juice daily, would you do it? Probably not. But what if this performance-enhancing veggie was transformed into a great-tasting circulation superfood drink? It's called Superbeets, and I can help you try it risk-free. Superbeets is loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body, and this equals an increase in energy and stamina without stimulants. Dietary nitrates are incredible for supporting healthy blood pressure, too. I drink Superbeets in the morning for energy, at the gym for extra long workouts, or in the afternoon as a pick-me-up without the jittery side effects. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danishootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You also get the free book, Beat the Odds, and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danishootsbeats.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Cedarside.com has been a leader in the organics movement, creating natural do-it-yourself solutions to insect issues for nearly 20 years. We've only begun to understand the harmful side effects of synthetic chemicals and chemical insect sprays, but the findings are significant. Do-it-yourself natural solutions deserve our consideration. Cedarside Original uses the natural power of cedar oil to kill and repel insects while remaining non-toxic for your family, pets, and the environment. This 100% organic insect spray from Cedarside.com is lab and real-world tested to kill bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and more. Go to cedarside.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman at checkout for free shipping, or call 844-780-6727 and mention my name, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Replace all your personal and indoor chemical insect sprays with a single bottle of Cedarside Original. Go online to cedarside.com/Hoffman or call now 844-780-6727. Cedarside Original for people, pets, and premises. Say no to harmful synthetic chemicals today. Use cedarside.com for a chemical-free world.
For more intelligent medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. There's a scandal brewing about mercury and the government's awareness that mercury in fillings is potentially harmful, but a cover-up has ensued. So here's the story, and you got to follow carefully. First of all, let me explain that silver fillings are not really silver fillings, as most of you probably already know, but I'm going to explain it anyway. Silver fillings are an amalgam of silver and mercury. And dentists like to work with mercury, at least certain conventional dentists like to work with mercury, because it's very malleable. And it's easy to mold into place, and it's an ideal filling material. The problem is it's mercury, and mercury is potentially toxic. But they say that the mercury in fillings, it's not enough to be toxic. It's released very slowly. No problem. But there's an emerging awareness among at least a minority of dentists that mercury fillings are bad. And so when fillings break down, they try to replace them with white fillings, fillings that are made of various forms of ceramic materials that do not have toxicity. And so here's the story. Senior U.S. health officials have squelched a Food and Drug Administration proposal that for the first time would have curbed dentists' use of mercury in treating Americans' decayed teeth. The proposal was actually approved by top FDA officials in late 2011, but it was kept secret because they kind of kept it under wraps, and then they did what is called an economic analysis, to see if this was a cost-effective proposal. And what they determined was to implement this proposal, it would have cost too much to Medicare and the federal government in terms of more expensive, non-mercury containing fillings. So they said, well, you know, poor people need fillings. They won't be able to afford these fillings. The government can't support this. So we're going to leave the situation as it is. Even though in 2011, they acknowledged that there were some problems. In 2011, the report said, and they would have told dentists, not to use mercury fillings in cavities in pregnant women. That totally makes sense. I mean, if you tell a pregnant woman not to have a tuna fish sandwich or order Chilean sea bass or swordfish in a restaurant, why would you put mercury-containing fillings into her mouth? This is a time when the fetus is very vulnerable to any kind of neurological poison, and mercury certainly qualifies as such. They also said that nursing moms should not get mercury poison. Again, mercury fillings. Again, an excellent suggestion. Children under six also would not be getting mercury fillings. And people with mercury allergies, well, allergy is the wrong word to use. There's some people who are hypersensitive to the effects of mercury. Also, patients with kidney diseases or neurological problems. Do you really think that someone with, say, multiple sclerosis or late-stage Lyme disease with a lot of cerebral manifestations, brain manifestations, should be getting silver mercury fillings? Well, the FDA agreed with that proposition in 2011, and they also urged dentists to avoid using fillings that contain mercury compounds in any patient where possible. So this was a revolutionary recommendation, and goes against their defense of the safety of mercury fillings since the agency's inception in 1930. And however, Denmark, Norway, and Sweden have already banned mercury fillings, and so the FDA finally listened and made this recommendation in 2011. But there was some politics involved. The first public hint that the agency might shift its position came during a town hall meeting in September 2011 when the FDA heard testimony from dental patients recovering from severe health problems after having their mercury fillings removed. And they then undertook chelation therapy to get the mercury out. And so the problem is, I mean, this is sort of a long, convoluted story. But they decided that it just would be too expensive to implement a ban on mercury. So what they're going to do is they're going to continue with their current stance, which is that mercury is okay, notwithstanding the 2011 report that suggests, that recommends that at least vulnerable people should not receive mercury fillings, and that overall mercury fillings should be avoided. So, you know, there you have it. I mean, it's finally recognition, but unfortunately politics has gotten into the mix. And next hour I'm going to talk a little bit about the DARK Act. The DARK Act is something that was just passed by Congress, which permits industry to continue to sell GMO-containing foods without appropriate labeling. That's really crazy because I think it's really a First Amendment right, free speech, that consumers should have a choice in selecting products that contain or don't contain GMO ingredients. And yet the House voted resoundingly to permit non-labeling of GMO products. This is notwithstanding the fact that throughout Europe, the EU, and through most of the civilized world, you have a choice. They're GMO products. They haven't banned GMO products, but at least the labeling indicates that the products are GMO or not GMO. And it's incredible to me that the House of Representatives of the United States has taken the position that Americans should be kept in the dark. And that's why they refer to this as the DARK Act. It keeps Americans in the dark about the ingredients that they're going to find in their foods. And I'm particularly disappointed in, you know, I already accept that Republicans are sort of against these types of consumer regulations and environmental controls. So they're really disappointingly, they're really in the pockets of industry. But, and this to some extent was a partisan issue. You know, remember, the House is controlled by Republicans, and the vast majority of Republicans voted for the DARK Act. But disappointingly, the reform-minded, environmentally concerned Democrats, 45 of them crossed over with the Republicans to support the DARK Act. And so you really need to look at your legislators, because this is now going to the Senate. And the Senate is our last chance to stop the DARK Act. And maybe, just maybe, the senators will have a little more integrity than the House of Representatives folks. By the way, follow the money trail, because a lot of these folks get major contributions from food industry and from Monsanto, companies that make these GMO products. And let's hope, you know, our last chance is in the Senate. Let's stop the DARK Act. We'll talk about it a little more next hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and check out our website at drhoffman.com for more information. We'll be right back with more of Intelligent Medicine.